Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise, coming to you live from Palm Desert, California, on this Memorial Day weekend. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. So great to have you with us today. Joining us in the bar... Should I start that whole sentence over? Joining us in the boardroom, as always, is Sean Flanagan. Sean, I almost forgot who you were. No, not really.
It was like a tongue twister.
Yeah, was it? Yeah, I was doing when we were taping the commercial, I was tongue twisted on a couple things. And maybe it's just that kind of weekend. So it's a 3-day holiday weekend for lots of people. I see a lot of people in town. You can kind of tell around where you live, too, how many lights are on at night when you're out driving around and all that sort of stuff. And I noticed lots of people at the store. And it just seems, and we've had this great weather, 83 degrees yesterday.
Very nice.
Yeah. So nice. I've seen a lot of people around town.
Yeah. I was telling you earlier, I was out driving around a little bit, and I think that there were a good amount of people out there, but maybe I just don't leave the house enough
to
much to compare it to.
Well, you were focused on getting the kitchen finished, new refrigerator, all this sort of stuff. You were in shock when you saw the prices of some of those refrigerators out there that are crazy.
They got very, very expensive.
I mean, appliances are just getting out of hand. I just want the basic. You know, give me a refrigerator that has a light and a freezer and a refrigerator part.
My refrigerator doesn't need the internet.
Yeah, no,
that's
exactly.
All it comes down to.
No, and my oven doesn't need my stovetop. I don't need to get recipes right there. Right. Do not feel guilty if I don't make some of that stuff.
Right. What's wrong with a cookbook?
Exactly. But they're just I don't know. It's getting out of hand. But for some people who are just so technically savvy, that I guess that's pretty good stuff. So, all right, we want to thank Swiss Donuts on the corner of Country Club in Monterey for our box of donuts for our guest today. This week was one of those weeks where I kind of just did stuff, you know? I can't really put my finger on any one thing, just stuff.
And a week that's good, though.
Yeah, catching up. I feel like I've caught up on a lot, but then I'm a list person. I'm always making new lists. I have probably, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 lists that I could think of right now on my desk.
Do you?
Yes, I do. I have lists for the radio shows. I have lists for the PR clients. I have lists for what I need at the store. I have lists for stuff I want to do at the house. Yeah.
So is it to keep you organized and to remember, or... Because I like lists, but I like them just because I like to cross it off when I do it.
That's it?
It's sometimes it takes longer to write what I need to do than to actually do it.
Yeah.
But then I'll get around to it and I'll do it. And still, crossing off that little easy task, it's fun.
Does that feel good? I have things that sit on a list for 5 or 6 months because they're just things I'm trying to remind myself to do. And yeah, when I finally cross them off,
feel really good.
Yay! And then I always have something to fill the spot. So. But it was just, like I say, one of those weeks. Today's show is presented by Thai Smile on El Paseo. Best Thai food in town. They do close for a couple hours for lunchtime, so make sure you check their website to know exactly the hours. I don't know if they're going to change for summer hours yet. I am not sure. So, new episode of Traveling with Françoise came out this week. Cuisines from around the world. If you missed it, did you catch it?
I did catch it.
And what did you think?
It was fun. I not only did I catch it, but then I partook in it a little bit. Because one of the places on there was one that I very much enjoy. And so...
Which one?
It reminded me, and I went back again yesterday.
Oh, well, good. Which one?
I really like Pokehana.
I knew it. Yeah. I was going to say Pokehana. Did you tell Daniel? Did you meet the guys there?
I didn't
see
him. No, I had gone. I don't know. Which one did you go into?
La Quinta.
La Quinta. The first time I had ever gone, I went into La Quinta. Yesterday, we went into the Palm Desert.
The Palm Desert.
Yeah, I'd never been in there before.
Yeah.
Not in the Palm Desert one.
Yeah, I haven't either. I don't even know where the Palm Desert one is. Where is it?
We didn't either. It's closer to the mall. It's it's closer to COD on 111.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. All right.
A whole new shopping center in there, actually. I'd never even seen the shopping center.
Oh, COD on 111.
Yeah, look on 111. Not just about the same, about where COD's at on 111.
Well, COD's not on 111.
No, that's what I'm saying, but about...
Yeah, right in that area.
Yeah, a little south of COD.
Okay. Oh, I know there's those new... Oh, I bet. I know where the food court...
Yeah, there's a...
There you go. Yeah, okay, I know where it is. Oh, so that's where it is.
Well, yeah, I never even seen that shopping center.
I know, it's been there a couple of years, Sean. Sorry.
I tell you, I don't get out of the house.
You don't get out much. But so, no, their food's delicious. Everybody's food was fantastic. And the show was fun to do. I'd like to do just 2 of those a year because I want to make sure I tie the traveling aspect into it. But it was fun to do.
Yeah, like
and I'm
fun.
So glad that you went in. Yeah, oh, great. I have to tell Daniel. Yeah, that's good. So, but yeah, and cameraman Steve did a fabulous job on the dishes were already amazing.
Oh, yeah.
But to make them look also without any really any enhancements to make them look amazing on how you photograph them.
It all looked very good.
It's something, yeah. So that was fun. Oh, well, good. Yeah. It's a different show. It's a fun show. I'm going to play it again next week because Restaurant Week starts. For a lot of people are thrilled about Restaurant Week. So I just, because it's food and we all like food. So anyway, oh, well, good. It's going to be on YouTube in a couple weeks, so people can go there. On today's show, Liliana Rodriguez, the director of the Palm Springs International Short Film Festival, will be joining us. And then in the second hour, we're doing something a little bit different. We're going to have Deanne. I do this once in a while. She just got back from Thailand, but not your regular fluff and luxury hotel trip. You know, where you hang around, take a few tours and stuff. This is trekking back to a village 5 miles inland and all this kind of stuff. So we're going to have Deanne come in and sit and tell us about her trip. She has some tips about going to Thailand and just some tips, things that she didn't even realize as shots and all this kind of stuff that she had to get before going. Yeah, you know, we don't, sometimes there's places where you just can't hop on a plane and go and that's it. So, but I've heard Thailand is phenomenal. So I can't wait to hear from her. We do have a couple prizes. We have a couple blocks of short film festival vouchers for the film festival. And I have passes for two for the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. And we'll give those away in just a little bit. But that number that you need to know is 760-440-8255. And yesterday I was on KESQ Channel 3 in the morning. We talked about going to Mexico, how the resorts, I mean, they've had their problems, but everywhere has problems. You know, it's not just Mexico that has problem areas.
We have problems here.
Yeah, right. Thank you. Exactly. Right here. It's everywhere. So you use common sense. You avoid those areas. I think for first timers, taking a cruise to Mexico is a good way to get a feel because cruise ships won't go into any port where there's a slight problem even.
Right.
But you can get off, go into town, and get a feel for it. They have so many beautiful resorts in Mexico. So I was on with Allie. It's Allie. It was her last weekend with KESQ. She is moving into the travel world, something she really wants to do. And her mom's a travel agent, so it kind of helps out there. And we'll have Allie on once in a while after some of her trips and find out more about what she's doing. So that was kind of fun. So that's what I did yesterday on KESQ. Memorial Day. I always like to, you know, get the correct description of what something is a holiday. Because half the time, we don't even know what holidays are about.
No, I normally don't.
We just, you know, Father's Day, we kind of can figure that one. Mother's Day, you know, maybe. Yeah. But we don't even understand sometimes where they come from.
Right.
But Memorial Day is an American holiday observed on the last Monday of May, honoring men and women who died while serving in the U.S. military. Originally known as Decoration Day, it originated in the years following the Civil War and became an official federal holiday in 1971. I did not realize it went back that far.
That's funny because I feel like I thought it would have been back farther.
Really?
Yeah. And I guess when I think of holidays, though, I just think of something that's always been there. And I think it's because at my age, it has always been there. So I don't – I once it's always been there for me, it feels like it's just always been there for everybody.
Really? Well, it was started before – well, okay. At my age, too, I think it had already been there. But I was looking, going, oh, wait a minute, I graduated. And whatever. So I guess I was born then. But I don't know. Back to the Civil War, that did surprise me. I did not think it went back that far. But Decoration Day, I had not heard of that. So interesting. I thought that was very interesting. So now if you go to your Memorial Day barbecue tomorrow, you can tell them that, did you know that this started couple years after the Civil War. So there you go. And Decoration Day. And speaking of barbecues, are you doing a barbecue tomorrow?
I think we are. My mom's going to be here. My mom's close to town. She's with her dad now, but she'll be here tomorrow at about 11. I think we're going to just grab some stuff and barbecue.
In the new kitchen?
In the new kitchen. Well, no, that's the thing. We're going to all barbecue outside. We're not going to use the new kitchen.
Yeah. Don't want to get anything dirty. That's funny to tell her, but don't touch anything.
Don't touch anything.
Jeez. Well, you know that won't last. All right. The golf cart parade, which is in October. I have, and I'm not going to tell everybody what it is, but I have an idea. I'm going to put in for this contest. I have an idea for a theme. The golf cart parade, I'll post a website that you can go to submit your idea for the golf cart parade. You can enter as many times as you want, and the winner receives front row seat riding in a chauffeured golf cart. Some fun stuff. It's all about some fun stuff. But I came up with an idea for this parade. I don't normally submit an idea, but I'm going to on this one.
Are you going to tell us?
No, I'm not going to tell you. No? Not right now, because somebody else is going to do it. So I am going to do this. So anyway, so I'll put that on there. I'll put that right there. So I'll give you guys the link. Did we talk about the royal wedding? When was that? That was last Saturday.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, we talked about that, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, just briefly.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, everybody was saturated with it. All right, here's something. Movie memorabilia is set to be auctioned off on June 5th through 8th at the Icons and Legends of Hollywood auction house. And they say some of the stuff here, I'm looking at some of the stuff, it's pretty incredible. They have a Star Wars, the lightsaber used in one. They have the loincloth worn by Johnny Weissmuller in Tarzan. I mean, I could see people that want that.
Oh, yeah.
There's some crazy stuff in here. They have a spacesuit worn by Sigourney Weaver in Alien. They have the tuxedo worn by during the filming of Giant. Is one of several James Dean items also slated to be sold. They have a dress that Elizabeth Taylor wore in the film. I would like to go just see the stuff that's on auctioning.
I think it would be cool.
Yeah, that they're auctioning off. So this is going to be a pretty big auction. And you always kind of wonder where they get these items. Oh, they have a nightgown used by Olivia de Havilland during Gone with the Wind. You know, where do they get this stuff? I think some of it's just stored away somewhere. And
that's what I'm thinking. Like, is it just stored away and they find it again? Or does something happen with the family and the estate gives it to somebody? Or
yeah. And it doesn't say who the money is going to, though.
Yeah, I was gonna say the money's probably going somewhere. Somebody's donated.
Well, anyway, so if you're interested, that is happening in Hollywood. They have a Harley Davidson that Schwarzenegger rode during Terminator 2. There's some motorcycle fans that will want that.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought that was kind of interesting. All right. Let's see. On that note, I think what we'll do is we'll step aside for a moment. When we come back, we'll kind of do a rundown of some other stuff, see what our sponsors are up to. I'll give you our pick, our new segment of the show, our pick of the week, before we talk about all the other events. You are listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio, 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. So great to have you with us today on this Memorial Day weekend. All right, I wrote this. We're talking about lists earlier, and I wrote this in three different places, and I still forgot to tell you about it. I don't know why. Because everybody asked me this. I thought, okay, I'm going to be really prepared. So now I'm going to tell you. Are you ready? No trash pickup on Monday.
See, but that's important, though.
It is. Do you know how many people are going to ask that?
Yeah.
And they're going to ask.
There'll still be people that ask.
Yeah. You know, Janet's going to ask you, do they pick up the trash on Monday?
I don't think she cares enough.
She doesn't care.
Yeah, she tries to leave it in my court.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Well, all right. But people do. They'll ask. So now just remember, no trash. Don't bother putting it out Sunday night because they're not coming on Monday. They're going to pick all your stuff up on Tuesday. We just can't figure out if they push the whole week back. I don't think so. I think they double up on Tuesday.
I would think.
I'm going to ask.
It would make more sense if they just doubled up on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Because if you push the whole week back, then you're still going to double up on one of those days.
You have to double up. So I think they double up on Tuesday. All right. This part of the show is brought to you by Animal Samaritans, improving the lives of animals and people since 1978. They have their veterinarian staff has more than 150 years of experience caring for dogs and cats. Animal Samaritans has three different locations. So they have their animal shelter in Thousand Palms. They have their veterinarian clinic in Thousand Palms and their Indio veterinarian clinic, which is in Indio. So for more information, 760-343-3477. All their information is on the website. And remember, they have pet therapy. They also provide free animal-assisted therapy to disabled children. They do so much at Animal Samaritans. And we're going to have Kim Laidlaw join us in a couple weeks. She's going to come on the travel portion of the show and talk about traveling with pets, because we've certainly heard about that in the news enough lately. Of course, McDonald's has their new 100% fresh beef sandwiches out there. Good for them. They have lots of changes going on. Renova Energy They are all over the valley and doing really well. Please call them. In fact, I almost went and talked to some people the other day. I saw a little, one of these little tiny vans with the name of a solar company on it in front of someone's house. Name I've never heard before, never seen anywhere in the valley. And I thought, uh-oh, you know, we get this summer, and when summer rolls around, we get all these little pop-up solar companies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And but then I said, no, Francois, stay out of it. Don't get involved. But please give Renova Energy, actually is what their new, not their new name, but that is their official name now, Renova Energy, because they do batteries and all sorts of stuff. So give them a call first, would you please? Braille Institute, they have all their summer programs going on. Take advantage of that. On June 1st, they have Lighting, Let There Be Light seminar, and everything is free over there at the Braille Institute. If you were looking for security, Command One Security, they're the only people to call. Yes, Sherry, they are great over there. Indian Ridge Country Club, they still are going strong. I get all their releases over there. They have so many events still going on. A great place to live at Indian Ridge Country Club in Palm Desert, centrally located, and a beautiful, beautiful environment in there. And you can have Diane Williams and Associates be your top-notch salesperson. Look for that perfect home for you. All right, The 500 in Palm Springs. Yeah, they are open for business. Ristretto inside there is will be open on Memorial Day. They're open every single day, so check it out. Also, Gallery 500, if you're looking for office buildings, great place to be. And Tony Q, our knife sharpener, well, he's going out of town. He's going to Mexico for a couple of his son's weddings. So I'm really excited. I think he's going to have a great time. I think he's not sure because he hasn't traveled in a while. You know, sometimes people get themselves all...
Oh, yeah. You get worked up a little bit.
Yeah, worked up, internally nervous. You don't want to admit it. You don't want to... You keep saying no, 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 but it just happens. We get apprehensive, especially if you haven't been in a busy airport for a while and all that kind of stuff. So he's going to have a great time, though. I know it. I always think everybody's going to have a great time everywhere. It's in your head.
It is.
You know, you can go and have a great time, or you can go and have a pretty lousy time.
It's very true.
Yeah, so it's up to you. Granted, things don't always work out perfectly, but you can have a good. You can make them, just make it good. Anyway, all right. This is a new segment of the show, brought to you by CoachellaValley.com. Now, if you haven't checked out their website, Sean, did you go check it out?
I did.
Yeah, pretty impressive, huh?
Yeah, there's a ton of stuff on there.
There's a ton of stuff. We're getting a Traveling with Francois tab on there.
Oh, okay.
For the TV show and different little travel segments.
Okay.
That we're going to do on there. They do a great job with events. They get a lot of people that go to the website. I mean, they get 1,000 views a day on that website just because the name alone, CoachellaValley.com. Right. So I want you to check it out. If you're looking for, if you're just kind of looking for things around the valley or just want to peruse through and look at some of their blog style posts with pictures, it's really interesting. Craig over there and his team, they do a fantastic job. So we decided to do an event of the week pick. He picks one. He's the CEO of CoachellaValley.com, Craig over there. And I pick one, because I'm the CEO of Traveling with Francois. So, but I was told, you know what, how hard it is to look at a week's worth of event and pick one?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I do, because you told me to pick one.
It did. Oh, that's right. And you're picking one.
You told me to pick one. So I do. In fact, I know it's very difficult.
Okay, good. So now we have three picks, and we'll see if we all picked the same. Actually, Craig picked the same one. I'm going to go. My pick first was the upcoming Cherry Festival in Beaumont next Thursday through Sunday. I've never been. Looks like a lot of fun. I am going to Vegas during the week, so I don't think I'm going to make it over there. I'm going to try. But that's what I was thinking. So I'm thinking the Cherry Festival in Beaumont. That was my pick. So, and I will we'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. And there will be a link on the website. So you don't have to worry about that. I'll have that in for me. Now, Craig's pick, and he is liking the Cherry Festival also. He sort of had that, and I told him he can only pick one. I was teasing him. But he is picking Memorial Day at the Palm Springs Air Museum, which is a great pick also. If you've never been to the Flower Drop, it is really very touching and it really is. The flower drop is really quite something. They drop the carnations, the red, white, and so he is picking Memorial Day at the Palm Springs Air Museum. Plus, there's all the exhibits there. There's things for kids to do. Masses of people, really tons and tons of people. Very patriotic way to spend Memorial Day. So I'm picking the Cherry Festival. I think his pick for Memorial Day at the Palm Springs Air Museum is great. So, Sean, what is your pick?
Well, I saw the Cherry Festival, okay, like you, but I kind of thought you'd pick it, so I kept going.
Okay.
But I had accidentally picked one that's tonight.
That's okay. What is it?
The Billy Idol Show.
I saw that, and that is where?
That's at Fantasy.
Fantasy. Yes. Now, Billy Idol's not going to be there, though. It's tribute.
Yeah, no. Is it a tribute? I think it's a Billy Idol show, because that's actually what made me pick it, is that I heard he can still throw a really good show.
Oh, really? Oh. Yeah. Well, that's a great pick. I hadn't even thought of that. So there, you have our three picks. Why did you think I would pick the Cherry Festival? I'm interested. Why?
Because we keep talking about it.
We do, huh? Yeah. We keep talking about it, and maybe over the weekend I'll sneak over there.
Well, I mean, and it looks
fun. It's
only
in Beaumont.
It looks really fun.
Yeah. Hmm. So that is... What did I say it started?
And I can tell it's perked your interest.
Thursday through Sunday. Yeah, it did. Only because I... And then there's a Lavender Festival coming up.
I saw that one, too. And actually, Annette had gone to that last year, and she said it was really fun.
Okay, so I have a spot where we're putting our picks on the website. So you're going with the Billy Idol concert, which is tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all right,
Hopefully though. There's still tickets available.
Yeah, that's okay, because Craig's pick is for Monday, and then we won't even get it up on the website. But at least people will see what we picked.
Right.
Okay, all right. So this is fun. I like this. So there you go. Those are our picks. And you'll see on the website, on the calendars page, you will see the picks that the three of us have picked. And then some other stuff. We have some more fun stuff coming up. And also, don't forget, the contest for the Tucson trip, two-night stay at the Omni National Resort in Tucson. That closes on June 3rd. You have to go to the website and check the details on how you enter it. You don't just send me your name. You have to actually do something to enter this one. So that closes on the 3rd. So does the Riccio's with Desert Entertainer, which I just picked up a copy the other day, and it's just looking fantastic. They're all over the valley. They give you a heads up on a lot of the nighttime entertainment and restaurants and all that kind of stuff. So pick up a copy of the Desert Entertainer, and there's a contest for a $50 certificate there. So much more on the website of Traveling with Francoise. With that said, we will be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio, 1200 AM, 100.9 FM, streaming live. Yes, you can get our free app for all your mobile devices and listen to us online, which is crystal clear. And, of course, we are podcast as well. I keep hearing this word podcast thrown around, podcast, podcast. Everybody's talking about podcasts. Well, we've been podcasting the show for... 7 years now? 8 years? So if you want to listen to past shows, just go to the website, Traveling with Francoise. I don't have every single one, no. We kind of cut them off after a couple months. But there are a lot of podcasts on there. All right. We are just kind of waiting for our guest to call. She called and then said she'd call right back. And that is Liliana Rodriguez. She is with the Palm Springs International Short Fest, which is coming up June 19th through 25th. If you've never been, this is really, really fun. It's a collection of short films we're going to let Liliana tell us a little bit more about it. And joining us on the line now is Liliana Rodriguez. Hi, Liliana.
Hi, Francoise. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you I know it's a holiday weekend and you're probably laying by the pool, so thanks for getting in touch with us here.
Oh, I wish I was laying by the pool. I really do.
Yeah, because you have a big event coming up, which is the Palm Springs International Short Fest, which returns June 19th through 25th. And I was just telling people a little bit about what the Short Fest is all about, but you are the expert. Tell everyone that's never been to one. They kind of might not even have an idea. What is a short film festival?
Yeah, well, Short Fest is funny because it's been around it's our 24th year this year, and I still know a lot of people who don't know a lot about it, and it's just in our backyard. It's one of the largest short film festivals in the world, actually. We show a lot of films. We show about 330. We're doing 331 this year, so we've outdone ourselves by one short film. And we show anything from 1 minute to 40 minutes long. And what we do is we program films thematically. So you'll go to one program of shorts that's between 4 and 9 movies. And they're all short, and they're all linked together by some sort of theme. They're either family programs or they're horror films. And it's really fun. And we have a lot of filmmakers who come down, and we do Q&As. And it's a really great time. It's fun.
Well, it is a lot of fun. I've been several years. I go all the time. And each year we talk about it on the show. We give some tickets away. And people go and they always send me emails saying what a fun time it is. Now, you were talking about, I call them blocks of films that people go in and they see several. Now, sometimes the short films can be get a little lengthy for a short film. What is the norm time for a short film?
Yeah. Well, we do all the way up to 40 minutes, and we do that because the festival is Academy qualifying, and they have a very strict rule that you can be 40 minutes, but that's the longest it can be. But the average length of the short is about 50 minutes, I would say.
Oh.
And we get down to, I think last year we had a 2-minute short. And you can say a lot in 2 minutes. You'd be surprised. People get very creative.
Yes, you can. Now, I notice as the years go by, more and more big name celebrities and producers and what have got into the short film festivals. They seem to have a lot of fun with it, and it's a creative outlet for them. Who do you have? What big names do you have in some of the shorts this year?
You know, we don't have a lot of big names this year. Last year we had a lot of big names. This year we have a lot of big names, but more industry, not really celebrities. But that's okay. Like the festival itself is falls under the educational side of the Palm Springs Film Society. And what we want to do is we want to give filmmakers a chance to come and network and to meet with audiences and to meet with each other. And so going after the celebrities, it's fun if they make a really great film. But this year we actually found out the non-celebrities are making even better movies.
Well, yeah. And I think this is where the celebrities in the past have just tried to their hand at something that they were used to being in front of the camera, wanting to be behind the camera. So it's a win-win all the way around. Now, the short films that are being shown, are they all going to be shown at one theater?
Yeah, they're all at the Camelot Theater, and we have screenings from 10 a.m. in the morning to 8:30 p.m., so if you show up at any time of the day, you'll be ready for another program. And it's from, we do our opening night on the 19th, and then we show movies all the way to the 25th.
All right, and they can buy tickets now online?
No, tickets go on sale the 14th, June 14th.
Okay, they go until the 14th. All right, okay. And this is a very, very popular, folks, and it runs from the 19th through the 25th. A lot of fun. Now, when you talk about the Q&As, tell our listeners a little bit about how that works. After the movies, or after the block, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you watch a movie, we go up there, we do an introduction, and then we sit back for, I would say the average is about 5 shorts per block. And then filmmakers who we get last year, we had, I think it was including industry, we had 600 filmmakers in industry come to Palm Springs for a week. And so after every film, every block, we do a Q&A, and filmmakers are there, and a lot of times they're younger or it's their first time ever being in front of an audience. And I think it's really nice to have the Palm Springs audience be, they're very supportive and they're very engaged in the films, and I think our filmmakers take a lot from it.
Yeah, it is. Again, it's a lot of fun, folks. You want to go if you've never experienced it. We have people coming from all over the world to go to this event, and it's right here in our own backyard, so take advantage of it. Liliana, what's the website for people to go to for all the information?
It'll be www.psfilmfest.org.
All right. And then again, tickets go on sale, you said, the 14th, right?
The 14th, right. You're going to be able to see all the lineups starting Tuesday.
Okay.
But we just need a little bit of time to get those tickets up.
All right. Sounds good. And again, overall, how many different genres are you going to have?
Everything. Honestly, Francois, from everything. We have dramas. We have horror films, sci-fi. And it's also, they're really great films. It's not just fun. I mean, it is a lot of fun, but we have really great filmmakers. Every year we have a few that make it all the way and get nominated for Academy Awards. So if you are a fan of film and you just haven't been, these are the people who are making these big movies in a few years. So it's good to catch them when we can.
All right. Well, Liliana, thanks so much. All the information is going to be on Traveling with Francoise. It will link you right on over to the psfilmfest.org website for all the information. You have a great day, Liliana.
Thank you, too.
All have right. A thanks weekend. A lot. Okay, bye. All right. So there you go. Palm Springs International Short Fest. And it is June 19th through 25th. Liliana really works with, because she's on the move.
Very much so.
Yeah, she is busy. Well, this is one of those that they have so many people coming into town, get all the films, everything arranged, and it all being shown at the Camelot Theater. I thought several years back they split it up between theaters, but I think it probably is easier to have it a little bit longer and have everything show at one theater than a bunch when people are, you know, having to go from place to place.
Yeah, it's easier to contain.
Yeah, and figure out.
And moves a little smoother.
Yeah, and I call them blocks because you do, like you said, get four or five or six films in one sitting.
Right.
So you're not buying a ticket for just one short movie.
Right.
You're buying a ticket for a block of either a horror or sci-fi or comedy or documentary or biography. So that's the way the film festival tickets work. And I don't have the prices in front of me. I think I don't want to say that what they are. I'll know more of that next week. But they're very, very reasonable. But with that said, we have two vouchers for any two blocks that you want to go see at the Palm Springs International Short Film Festival. I will mail those out to you and give us a call at 760-440-8255. And like I say, you can use them for any blocks that you want. 760-440-8255. Also, these are a great gift if you know someone that loves films, you want to win them and give them to them. I'm good with that. I just want to see people go. So give us a call and you will have those tickets to go to the Palm Springs International Short Film Festival happening in June the 19th through the 25th. All right, on that note, we are going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to find out what's free in the valley, what you have to pay for, and a lot more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. I'm Francoise Rhodes, and you are listening to Traveling with Francoise. All right, joining us in the boardroom is Sean Flanagan. So, Sean, we had a winner.
Yes, you did. During the break, you had Susan in Palm Desert.
Okay, congratulations, Susan. You are going to the Palm Springs International Short Film Festival. Yes, get your tickets out. I also have passes for two for the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. But this is, you cannot have won this before. I don't think we're going to have time in the next hour to give any prizes away. So if you've never won passes to the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway, which is 30 degrees cooler in the summer, and these don't expire till what, September or something, you can give us a call at 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. You can win other stuff on the show, but you cannot have won tram passes before. I want somebody to go up there that hasn't been in a long time or never been or something like that. Okay. Get a Life Weekly Freebies is brought to you by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto for coffee lovers and Gallery 500. So check it out on the corner of Ramona and Indian Canyon in Palm Springs. Go to the website, the500ps.com. Remember, they have their electric charging station out there as well for you to use. So check it out when you're over there. It's first 30 minutes are free. And Ristretto is open, like I say, daily from 6 to 6. So what do we have free? Today we have Suavecito Sundays. Today is the last day, the 27th. This doesn't feel like Sunday. Does it feel like Sunday because it's third day off? It doesn't, does it?
No, I think it's because tomorrow.
Tomorrow's the day off.
Tomorrow's the day off.
Which technically is never a day off for me.
Right.
Even holidays are not too much days off. But yeah, it's kind of weird. And then Friday I thought was Saturday. So I've been really messed up all the way around. But anyway, this happens today at Veterans Park in Coachella from 6 to 8:30 p.m. They have concert in the park. They have cruise night. They had food and merchant vendors, car show, kids area. Lots of fun. Tonight, again, at the City of Coachella at their park there, Suavecito Sundays. So don't miss it. Looks like a lot of fun. Yeah, seems like. So that one happens tonight, so that won't go on the calendar. Happening on the 28th, which is Monday, Desert Hot Springs. They are having their Memorial Day ceremony. The Community and Cultural Fair, they will be hosting a Memorial Day ceremony to honor men and women who made the ultimate sacrifice. This is Monday from 10 to 11 a.m. Desert Hot Springs Veterans Park. Go on over there. It's very touching. They have this beautiful memorial there at this park, and check it out. Again, from 10 to 11 a.m. at Desert Hot Springs Veterans Park. I did a flyover several years back. I rode an old C-120 or what? I don't know. It was for troops. It was a troop carrier. The whole inside just had these benches on it. It was incredibly hot. It was very exciting, very noisy. We did a flyover a couple times over the ceremony in Desert Hot Springs. I will not forget it. I didn't get sick and I was close, but so was everybody because it was so hot in there. And the pilots, it makes you really appreciate what our military goes through or have been through for us. Just, oh, wow. Anyway, okay. We have a winner?
Yes, you do. You have Carolyn from DHS, Desert Hot Springs.
All right. Hi, Carolyn.
Hello.
How are you?
Good morning to you. Or yes, good morning still.
Yeah, it's still morning. I don't know anymore either, so don't worry about it. Yeah, I have no clue. So when was the last time you went to the tram?
Probably the first time we went was about 2 months ago.
Oh,
our kids
wow.
were here.
Okay.
And we enjoyed it so much that we're going up. My daughter's coming from Chicago tomorrow.
Wow.
But we won't have these tickets, but we thought we'd go up again. We just love it.
Okay, well, you can go during the summer when it's even hotter cooler up there.
That would be great.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. Really appreciate it, and congratulations. And those tickets will go out on Tuesday because there's no mail tomorrow.
Okay, great.
All right.
Sounds good.
Carolyn, make sure Sean has all your information, and thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
All righty, bye.
Bye.
Okay, so Carolyn won those. She was very proper. Yes, she's excited too. But I like that they go up there. Greg Prudy would be happy to hear that. They always want people to go up there and experience. When they go once, then they're always thrilled to go back. All right, here's something else happening on May 29th. The City of Indio would like to invite you to celebrate the newly renovated Indio Library. They're having a ribbon cutting at 3:30 p.m. on Tuesday, and the location is 200 Civic Center Mall in Indio. So it's going to be county officials, and very exciting. So congratulations for them. New books, new fixtures, new libraries, new paint, carpet, workspaces, everything in there. So congratulations. And again, this happens on Tuesday, May 29th at 3:30 p.m. So you can go on over there. That is certainly a free event. All right. Act for Multiple Sclerosis to host Rock for MS on World MS Day. Local youth bands will battle to raise funds and awareness on May 30th. This will be at the Westfield Mall. It does not cost you anything to go over there and listen to these bands. I'm sure they will have donation boxes and stuff for you to participate if you want to. And that is at the Westfield Mall from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. on Wednesday, May 30th. Go on over there. And everyone knows where the Westfield Mall is, right there on Highway 111 in Palm Desert. So take advantage of that. So we have a lot of stuff going on. And then on May 31st, the last Concert in the Park series, I think they'll have them back at the Civic Center because they have the big 4th of July event in Palm Desert. Always a lot of stuff going on there. But on May 31st, they have All Our Exes Live in Texas. That's the name of a group.
Is it? It's, so are they a tribute?
They're indie folk. And I don't know, the name just says All Our Exes Live in Texas. So.
That's funny.
I guess all their exes won't be here singing with them because they live in Texas. So it's a lot of fun. You go and bring your chairs and their coolers. You sit out there and you just have a great time. The kids are playing in the park, and it's from 7:30 to 9 p.m. every Thursday in May. So go take advantage of that. We're going to get a lot of movies in the parks and all sorts of fun stuff in the summer here. So it's because the nights are so beautiful. That is the one thing I enjoy about the summer. I can go to events at night and not have to bundle up and carry a jacket and worry about all this stuff.
No, you don't need a jacket at all.
No, you don't need it. It's really street fair is always really fun,
right,
on Thursday night in Palm Springs because the weather's perfect and there's music. And I don't know, it's just that I do really enjoy about the summer, the evening. So we want to take advantage of those. All right, the Braille Institute. They have something else going on Friday, June 1st, with Berryessa Designs and Marquez Products. Get lighting tips to enhance daily tasks and comfort of your home. Because remember, the Braille Institute does not only work with folks that are completely with complete vision loss, they also work with people that are in the stages of progressive vision loss. So take advantage of all that the Braille Institute offers. And they're on Ramon Road in Rancho Mirage. You can give them a call at, just go to their website, BrailleInstitute.org, and it's on the Traveling with Francois website. I'll just make that a little bit easier for you. And here is another event happening. It is Saturday, June 2nd at UCR Palm Desert. One Future Coachella Valley, the 10th Annual Scholarship Award Ceremony. This is a free event that I know of. It says I have on here free, open to the public. So it is UCR Palm Desert, where they're going to be celebrating 10 years of scholarship giving, and they're going to be giving out some scholarships, and it happens from 9 to 11 a.m. And that, again, is at the UCR Palm Desert campus there on Frank Sinatra and Cook Street. So parking lot B in the auditorium. So that is another event that you can go and support people. All right, let's see. The Priced events brought to you by Arc Attire, which is formerly Desert Arc Attire there on Varner Road in Thousand Palms. Get all your hats embroidered and silk screening and all that sort of stuff done over there. Check it out. And their number is 760-343-7333. And if you have school uniforms, don't wait till the last minute. Don't. Everybody does that. They wait till they go, oh my, it's September already. And then they decide to do it. Yeah. Does Jasmine have to wear a uniform?
No. She did in elementary school, but middle school she didn't need to.
She didn't have to. So, you know, that's a good thing in middle school. I think they're old enough to.
Yeah, I think so. I think that every kid is against uniforms, but I think they got their pros and cons.
Well, yeah, they do level the playing field as far as when the kids are little in school. I mean, of somebody wearing really expensive stuff versus others who don't, or, you know, some have the high-end brand names, other kids can't afford those, and sort of keeps that out of play.
Right. I think they don't need to keep it out of play. I think they need to teach kids more, like it just doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, yeah. Well, and maybe that happens more in junior, in middle school.
Probably.
All right, so events you have to pay for. Memorial Day, you do have to pay for that over at the Palm Springs Air Museum. The 3,000 flower drop, and so, but it's all worth it. $10 for children, 15 ages 13 through 17, and adults are $17. If you've never been there, you need to go over to the Air Museum. They do a phenomenal job over there. They have some new exhibits, too. I was there a couple weeks ago, and they have some, you get to stand right next to these old, gorgeous, amazing airplanes. I mean, I am always in awe of how a jet plane, anything, can take off into the sky.
Right.
I can't get over it. I know it's all about the air stream and the flow of the engines and all this kind of stuff, but still, when you think about it,
right, how it's doing it, it's
the
just kinda
weight of these. I don't know. Last night when I was walking, and this made me think about it, I was walking, I hear all this noise of these birds. You know, the hawks, we have hawks, a lot of hawks here in the valley that flying around.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of crows, a lot of birds of here, because we actually are on a migratory flyway for the birds. They go salt and sea, they go right through the valley, and then they're going up and whatnot. Anyway, I hear all this noise, and I look up, and here's a hawk being chased by a crow that was being chased by these couple little birds. So there's three different levels of birds chase, and the hawk kept turning and looking over his shoulder like, what is going on here?
And some of those crows get really, I have some really, really big ones around my house.
And they're aggressive.
Yeah. Well, what's funny is that you say that is that last night when yesterday when me and Janet were leaving the house, I had one, well, there was three on my roof for whatever reason, but one was just yelling at me and Janet. It was just calling at us, and it wouldn't stop until we got into the car. It just was standing on my roof and screaming at us.
Could be a reincarnation, you know. They say that about crows.
I don't know. Janet was going for the what is it? The birds? The Alfred Hitchcock movie. Yeah, that's what her concern was.
I know. There's something of it. Maybe the movie is what did it wrong for crows, because now everybody's afraid of them. But
I want one.
I was watching this saying, this is really amazing that there's three different sizes of birds. And then once the hawk landed in a palm tree, the crow was still being chased and attacked by these two little small birds. And he flies off to a different tree. That's finally, at the end, the little birds go back to their own tree. So I guess everybody was happy.
Yeah.
No one ate anybody else's babies or something. I don't know. All right. Cherry Festival happening Thursday, May 31st. Where did I have the... Anyway, I'll have the information on the website. Coming up, sounds like a fun event to go to. We have the dive-in over at the Palm Desert Aquatic Center on May 4th at 7:30. You go swim... On June 1st. You go and swim, watch a movie, have fun. Here's something else, a fireman's fish fry. You can tell I'm trying to rush all this stuff in. This happens on June 2nd, Saturday. They're going to have fried trout, corn on the cob, slaw beverages. Only 10 bucks a person. Helps out the Palm Springs Firemen's Association. It's their 87th annual event. So there you go. I will have all this posted on Traveling with Francois's website in case you missed it, not to worry. And coming up, Deanne LaBelle joins us, and we're going to talk about her trip to Thailand and all the things that she went through, all the amazing things that she saw and did, and we're just going to have fun. All right, we'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio, so stick around.